The girl reached the plate to him, but the king's son threw out the quilt and said, "Thou old sinner, why didst thou want to kill me? Now I will pronounce thy sentence. Thou shalt become a black poodle and have a gold collar around thy neck, and shalt eat burning coals till the flames burst forth from thy throat." And when he had spoken these words, the old man was changed into a poodle dog and had a gold collar round his neck. And the cooks were ordered to bring up some live coals, and these he ate until the flames broke forth from his throat. The king's son remained there a short while longer, and he thought of his mother and wondered if she were still alive. At length he said to the maiden, "I will go home to my own country. If thou wilt go with me, I will provide for thee." "Ah," she replied, "the way is so long, and what shall I do in a strange land where I am unknown?" As she did not seem quite willing, and as they could not be parted from each other, he wished that she might be changed into a beautiful pink, and took her with him. Then he went away to his own country, and the poodle had to run after him. He went to the tower in which his mother was confined, and as it was so high, he wished for a ladder which would reach up to the very top. Then he mounted up and looked inside and cried, "Beloved mother, lady queen, are you still alive or are you dead?" She answered, "I have just eaten, and am still satisfied," for she thought the angels were there. Said he, "I am your dear son, whom the wild beasts were said to have torn from your arms, but I am alive still, and I will speedily deliver you." Then he descended again, and went to his father, and caused himself to be announced as a strange huntsman, and asked if he could give him a place. The king said yes, if he was skillful and could get game for him, he should come to him, but that deer had never taken up their quarters in any part of the district or country. Then the huntsman promised to procure as much game for him as he could possibly use at the royal table. So he summoned all the huntsmen together and bade them go out into the forest with him. And he went with them and made them form a great circle, open at one end where he stationed himself, and began to wish. 200 deer and more came running inside the circle at once, and the huntsman shot them. Then they were all placed on 60 country carts and driven home to the king, and for once he was able to deck his table with game, after having had none at all for years. Now the king felt great joy at this, and commanded that his entire household should eat with him the next day, and made a great feast. When they were all assembled together, he said to the huntsman, "As thou art so clever, thou shalt sit by me." He replied, "Lord King, your majesty must excuse me. I am a poor huntsman." But the king insisted on it and said, "Thou shalt sit by me," until he did it. Whilst he was sitting there, he thought of his dearest mother and wished that one of the king's principal servants would begin to speak of her and would ask how it was faring with the queen in the tower and if she were alive still or had perished. Hardly had he formed the wish than the marshal began and said, "Your Majesty, we live joyously here, but how is the queen living in the tower? Is she still alive or has she died?" But the king replied, "She let my dear son be torn to pieces by wild beasts. I will not have her named." Then the huntsman arose and said, "Gracious Lord Father, she is alive still, and I am her son, and I was not carried away by wild beasts, but by that wretch, the old cook, who tore me